September 23rd. How to recognize godly wisdom. James chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, New King James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that's from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James makes a clear distinction between the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of God. And he also provides a list that spells out the characteristics of God's wisdom. If someone claims to be a wise and understanding person, it will be evident in their actions and conduct. Remember, this is the same James who declared that the doers of God's word are the only blessed ones, and that faith is visible in actions that corresponds with belief. So James is definitely an action kind of guy. Don't just talk about it. James said it should be showing up in our lives. James said that if someone has bitter envy and self-seeking in their hearts, they're not acting in the wisdom that's from God. Rather, envy and self-seeking or selfish ambition are lower level wisdom, as in really low, as in earthly, sensual, and demonic. Other translations reveal that this wisdom is from the earth, not heaven. It is unspiritual, derived from the senses, and demonic is from evil spirits. It doesn't get much lower than that. Another view of strife or selfish ambition is contention, rivalry, and strife motivated by self-interest. And that describes how this world works. But that is how the world works, not God's kingdom. The way the world works produces instability, commotion, and tumult, not to mention every evil kind of work. This becomes more pronounced when you see what's going on in our nation compared to what God's wisdom, the wisdom from above, looks like. The wisdom from above is pure, peaceable, and gentle, or without defilement or contamination, peace-loving and fair, appropriate and fitting. The wisdom from above, not from the earth, is willing to yield. That, to me, is one of the major characteristics of godly wisdom, a willingness to yield, to listen, to be approachable. Still with me? Godly wisdom is full of mercy, which means it's not harsh and judgmental. The wisdom from above is full of good actions and produces good things. Someone operating in godly wisdom is going to leave the room better than they found it. This wisdom is from above. The wisdom is from above does not show favoritism. James has already discussed the problem of showing favoritism to the rich in the second chapter. He's pretty straightforward with his rebuke of the church. Favoritism is not the wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God is sincere, not hypocritical. God's wisdom is going to act the same way when people are watching and when no one's around. Application. This is a great list. It's highly beneficial for discerning if someone is walking in the wisdom of heaven or the wisdom of the earth. And the list provides a marvelous checklist for our own lives. There are some aspects of God's wisdom that I can sure step up in. Willing to yield comes to mind immediately. We can also see where this wisdom from above is relational gold. Imagine how many disputes will be solved if just one person were to walk in this wisdom. And if you have two people making a sincere effort to apply God's wisdom to their situation, many, if not most, relational problems will disappear. So next time you find yourself in the middle of some stuff, ask the question, what does the wisdom from above say about this situation? Prayer, Lord, help me to walk more and more in your wisdom, the way you walked. Reveal to me where can I apply heaven's wisdom to my situation.